Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Larry Reed, CEO of Cleartronic. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is CLRI. And the company designs, builds, and installs unified group communication solutions, which include hardware as well as customized software for public and private enterprises. Thanks for joining us today, Larry.
Thank you, Juan. It's good to be here.
Great. Now, your main subsidiary, now Cleartronic is the holding company for Voice Interop, and they just introduced, talk about the introduction of the AudioMate 360i for the iDEN networks.
Well, as you're aware, or may not be aware, your listeners may not be aware, iDEN was a technology that was developed by Motorola. It stands for Integrated Digital Enhanced Network. It was developed by Motorola, and it gives the users the benefits of both the trunked radio and the cellular telephone. And most people would be familiar with it as the Nextel phone. That is a iDEN network. Nextel is, in fact, an iDEN network. And there are a number of iDEN networks around the world. And our AudioMate 360i is designed as an IP gateway specifically for iDEN networks.
Okay, great. And talk about the company's other main products and services. I know you also recently came up with the two-way radio system, the extension.
Well, Juan, we are, as a company, Voice Interop is a application developer, a systems integrator, and an OEM of AudioMate IP gateway devices. And we're specifically targeting the unified communications market, which is a huge, huge market, expected to grow to $48 billion in 2012. What's interesting, there are many, many players in that market, a lot of big, large companies. We've developed a standards-based approach to the market in that our solutions work with all the players in the market.
Okay, and so talk about some of the trends that are emerging right now and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, we've decided, Juan, we've decided to target four specific markets, the first being public safety, the second being aviation, the third being transportation, and the fourth being education. Those are the four target markets which we've decided to target within the unified communication sector. We've had some experience with installations with all four of those, and our solutions have, quite honestly, we think they're the best of breed. You know, once again, it's difficult to, it's such a big market to go out and try to capture, you know, market share is a challenge at best. And we've decided to do that by, one, developing a value-added reseller network of both two-way radio dealers, systems integrators, and IP telephony people. And we've also decided to offer our solutions to other system integrators or other UC service providers where we can seamlessly integrate our technologies into their operations.
And what differentiates Cleartronic from other players in your sector, Larry?
Well, I would say, one, let's talk Voice Interop as being the clear designator. One,
correct.
We offer a standards-based approach. That means that our solutions work with all the others. You don't need to buy specific hardware. You don't need to buy specific software. Our solution works with everybody else's.
Great. And so talk a little bit about Cleartronic's growth. Are you primarily looking to grow organically, look to M&A activities, or a combination of both?
We would look to a combination of both, Juan. You know, organic growth, of course, is what we're doing now, but we're interested in M&A and any kind of unified communications company that might fit into our structure. We'd be very interested in talking to them. at this point. We have not identified any at this time, but we always have our eyes and ears open.
Good. And so walk us through your background and experience, Larry, as well as that of some of the key management team at Cleartronic.
Well, my experience has been over the past 25 years in general administrative executive management, both on a CEO basis, on a CFO basis. I've had experience with public companies. I'm well aware of the requirements and the disclosures that are necessary to run a public company. We try to keep a tight handle on our expenses. As you know, it's quite expensive today to be a public company. We try to keep a tight control on that. Mike Gutowski, who was our VP of marketing, he came to us. He's got about 20 years of experience in the wireless industry. And then Jim DeConcannon, our director of corporate development, also has about 25 years experience in the wireless industry. So we've got a lot of experience here, both on the management side and on the industry side, communication side.
And what specific objectives have you and the management team set for the company over the next year?
Well, the number one objective is to grow our business as rapidly as possible. And one of the ways we've targeted to do this is by adding value-added resellers around the world to our network. We've been very successful in doing that since we launched the program in the beginning of March. We probably have in the neighborhood of 35 to 40 resellers that are in the process of either completing the paperwork, have signed up to become value-added resellers, and have actually purchased our equipment to give demonstrations to their customers. The other thing we intend to do is to exploit some of the installations that we've already done. I mentioned earlier that we were targeting public safety, aviation, and transportation, as well as the education market. We've had some pretty successful installations. We've installed a command phone at three international airports, a very robust system that allows for the international airport emergency situations to be this communication system to monitor what goes on and to connect all the people that need to be involved. We've been involved in tying together multi-campus educational systems. We had a public safety department at a major university that was operating seven different campuses, wanted to be able to tie all their communication systems on those seven campuses together into one central location. We were able to help them do that. And then probably one of the biggest installations that we've done to date is we took a international bus company that was operating bus systems in 26 states and two provinces in Canada. They literally had over 175 different dispatch centers spread out in those states and provinces. And we were able to coordinate that so that they were able to consolidate all those dispatch centers into one central dispatch center located in Chicago. So those are just three of some solutions that we've designed and built for large companies out there today.
Good. And in terms of how the company works within the industry, are alliances and partnerships an important part of your business model?
Yes, they are. I can't discuss any of those right now. We have several in the works. But, yes, alliances and business partnerships are very important in our growth strategy.
And in terms of investors, Larry, do you think that investors understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
I think if they do their research, Juan, I think if they spend some time on our website, www.voiceinterop.com, I think they'll get a clear picture of exactly what we do. And then it's up to us to perform, our part. We have to do our part here. We have to try to grow the business on a quarter-to-quarter basis, and we have to let the investor community know that we've got a good company, that we're trying to grow it, and that should be proved out in our results.
Well, great. And once again, joining us today, Larry Reed, CEO of Cleartronic. Company trades on the over-the-counter bulletin board, ticker symbol CLRI. and company currently trading at 3 cents a share. And before we conclude, Larry, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Cleartronic as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think what they need to do, Juan, is we're trading at near a 52-week low. It's a huge market that we're trying to grab a small percentage of. And I think they need to spend some time doing a little, their own research on our company and just imagine the possibilities of where we can take it. Once again, it's a $48 billion market. That's a big market.
Right. And anything else that you wanted to add before we conclude?
No, I think that's fine. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, and I enjoyed it very much.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth, and I also appreciate the time you took to update our investors today.
Thanks again, Juan.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah.
Great. Good interview. It was very succinct, and I think you got all your points out there. I certainly created a potentially powerful tool for getting the message out to investors. So since the recent, products, and I know you had a lot of activity the last the beginning of this month, have you had a lot of interviews or any kind of conferences lately to get the word out to investors?
We've had a lot of inquiries. We really haven't decided on, or we haven't spent a lot of time. Actually, you're the first person that we've given any kind of an interview to who's requested one.
Okay, so yeah, that's just kind of start a little bit as you kind of start more aggressively trying to get the word out to investors.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have an investor visibility platform that I believe that your company will benefit from. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it gives you 3 months of continuous visibility on Wall Street Reporter, as well as ongoing news coverage. So anytime that you put out a new press release or hit a new milestone, then our investors are updated to that as well. And I'm sure you agree that, you know, sustained visibility and an ongoing news is actually the key to building a healthy share price as well as market liquidity.
That's very true. How many investors do you have? Are you guys, you know, strictly a web-based service? Or
no, I mean, we have print services as well, but as far as the investor visibility platform, we give you email distribution to about 100,000 retail and institutional investors, as well as analysts and hedge fund managers. We do have larger programs such as, you know, larger IR programs, which, you know, that are done through either video, print, or our investor conferences that are here in New York. But it makes more sense to kind of gauge the reaction for, you know, a few months to see what kind of reaction that you get from investors.
Right.
And then, you know, talk about doing, one-on-one meetings or conferences here, you know, in our conference, in Smart Money Conference in New York. So basically it's 100,000 distribution, retail and institutional. And so what we do is we create a page that has your company logo, the actual interview itself, the text transcripts to the interview, which are, you know, are more easily accessed, as well as your financial snapshot and a link back to your web page. So all the tools that an investor needs to make a decision about your company. It's only $3,500 for the additional distribution.
Okay. All right. Let me do this. Let me give that some thought. That's $3,500 for this additional distribution, and you get 3 months on Wall Street Reporter. Is that it?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Who do I contact at Wall Street Reporter? Is that Kathleen Reddington, or you, or who?
Yeah, you can contact. What I'll do is I'll send you out a link as soon as the interview goes up. I'll send you out a link to the interview.
Okay.
Where you can go take a listen to it, and I'll send you out all the other info as well with that. So just respond to us within 2 days, because it stays up on our site. It'll stay up 2 days from the day that it's posted.
Okay.
So if you want to extend it, then, you know, we'll extend it on our
we'll
site.
Let you know, and it's $3,500 to extend it for 3 months?
Correct.
Okay.
Excellent. So what is your email?
Send it to lreid, R-E-I-D, at voiceinterop.com.
Enter O-P-T?
No, I-N-T-E-R-O-P.
Oh, yeah, okay, just like the company.
Right.
.com. Great. All right, Larry, thanks for the update. So, like I said, you'll have a link to it where you can go directly, you know, take a listen to it, and then I'll send you out the, you know, the breakdown of the info as well.
Great. Thanks very much, Juan.
Great. Thanks, Larry.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.